It's horrific. I mean, think about what it was like for these women for 10 years to be first bound in the basement and then not able to leave the property. Police tell us that they went back to the backyard garage only twice in 10 years and were forced to wear disguises. And our ABC TV affiliate here in Cleveland, WEWS, reports even more horrific details. Victim Michelle Knight tells police that she was repeatedly impregnated by the suspect, Ariel Castro, and that each time he would beat her to terminate the pregnancy. Police are saying in official court documents that the women were sexually abused during the entire course of their captivity.
And what about the two other brothers?
Well, the two other brothers have basically been exonerated by police. They say that the O'Neill and Pedro Castro didn't even have any awareness or knowledge of what their brother Ariel was up to. They were arrested on Monday night because Ariel and Pedro and O'Neill were together at the McDonald's when they arrested Ariel, and they brought all three of them in for questioning. They wanted to wait until the victims were had enough time to reintegrate with their families after 10 years, started asking them questions, and it seems the victims didn't know who the brothers were, had never seen them before, so the other brothers will be let go. They have some outstanding arrest warrants for things like open container violations, so that'll be heard in court today, but otherwise they will not face charges for the kidnapping or the sexual abuse.
I've heard a lot of people ask, how could these brothers not have known this was going on for a decade? Are they leaving the door open to possibly filing some charges in the future?
Police were pretty emphatic yesterday that they have no evidence that these brothers had any knowledge or awareness or involvement in this particular case. Obviously, a grand jury will look deeper and spend more time delving into all this as prosecutors investigate. But I think police are pretty certain, based on the interviews that they've done with Ariel Castro, who's issued some kind of a confession, with the brothers and with the women, that the brothers at least had no involvement. But we'll see how the investigation unfolds.
How much do we know at this point, Stephen, about Ariel Castro? Did he have an extensive record of any kind?
Well, he was accused of domestic violence back in the early 1990s by his then-wife. The family of that woman who died in 2012 of a drug overdose recount horrific memories of how Ariel Castro had was a monster, had two faces. There was the public Ariel Castro, who was known as the bass player in the mariachi band, who would ride kids around on his motorcycle and was well known in the neighborhood. Evidently, he never let anyone inside his house. But then there was the private Ariel Castro behind closed doors, who relatives of the ex-wife describe as a horribly violent man who would throw his wife down the stairs and force her to lie about it when police would investigate.